Regina, a memorial feast and round dance at the Performing Arts Center on January 11, was marred by senseless tragedy as someone discharged bear spray while people were gathered in the lobby. The event was to celebrate Bowser and Margaret Puce, a couple who were described by relatives as having helped many families over the years. "It was very emotional for me, because it's been a long time since he passed," said Anne Puce of her late brother. She said there were many people in attendance, including young children and elders. "I was really sad about that," Puce said of the incident. "What a way to end it." Police and EMS were called to the scene just after 9 p.m. to assist those affected by the bear spray, and to find who sprayed the lobby. Officers found dozens of people outside the building, coughing, gagging and crying because of exposure to bear spray, RPS described of their arrival. EMS arrived at the location to treat victims. Meanwhile, Puce was in the kitchen, in the midst of cleaning up after the event while attendees continued to mingle, and described some of the panic that occurred. "When I was in the kitchen, this girl came running in there," Puce said. "She was very frightened, then the mother came running in. She was looking for her son, too." Fortunately, police were able to determine who assaulted the crowd, apparently after a dispute that had quickly escalated. Officers were able to view building security video, which showed what appeared to be an altercation between several people, with one individual discharging a bear spray into a crowd and then leaving, said RPS. Through witness interviews and other investigation, police determined the identity and location of a suspect. She was arrested, without incident and subsequently charged. The 15-year-old youth, who cannot be named under the Youth Criminal Justice Act, was charged with assault with a weapon and breach of conditions. She made an initial appearance in youth court on January 12. One of the people who faced the brunt of the bear spray recounted his experience. "As my face and body were burning, I gasped for air and went to the auditorium door to shut it to prevent the mist from going that way," said Shiloh Stevenson. "There were babies, kids, elders, and a lady on oxygen within meters of the incident. As those doors closed, I remember a couple guys grabbed me and dragged me to the back door for air. I was trying to yell for my kids, as I couldn't open my eyes or breathe." Others in the group were able to comfort Stevenson, that his children were not harmed. Stevenson also noted charges and criminal records are not what those responsible need. "They need teachings as to how it affected everyone and the importance of ceremony," he said, adding that it was pure disrespect how young women in ribbon skirts were behaving and our young men encouraging such behavior. "We need them to come learn ceremony work, not just dressing for it," said Stevenson. "Our community needs to come together and stay strong for future ceremonies and not be scared away. We almost lost our ceremonies once before, we don't need to lose them again." Click for more from Crime, Cops and Court. Hashtag CrimeCopsCourt_EscadaDay. R. Kudrowski at sasktoday.ca.